How many came really today with your open heart, an open heart to say, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
I praise you and I want more of you. Teach me, God, your ways. Lead me and guide me. Speak to my heart. I got the biggest blessing coming to church today. There's nothing like, nothing in this world sound like the Holy Ghost. I kept pulling my glasses off. I was trying to drive and wiping the tears down right inside my face. The sweet Holy Ghost, Mary said, you're going to wreck us. So I pulled the car off, pulled it off the side of the road, and she got in the driver's seat, began to drive. And I tell you, the sweet Holy Ghost came through. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. How many's got a longing in your heart to go home and to be with Jesus? Yes. My Lord, for the signs of the time, it ain't going to be very, very long. This thing's a winding up, brother. It's a winding up. If you got your Bibles, turn with me into Psalms 103. Psalms 103, and look at verse 1. Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy. I could title this here today for the next little bit. In order to go forward in this new year, listen to me. In order to go forward in this new year, there's things that we must remember. We got to look back at the hand of God that brought us to where we are through 2025. It was His hand of mercy that we're here today. Thank God.
Amen.
Psalms 103 and 1, it said, bless the Lord, what?
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul. And what? All that is within me. There is no definition for the word oh. It's an expression of a soul. It can't be described. How many's ever tried to describe the love of God or what Jesus means to you? You just can't do it.
Right.
David got in a place, he wrote it for himself. Oh God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You may be seated. He goes on, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits.
Yes.
What are those benefits? Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities? Hallelujah. There's benefits in serving the Lord.
Yes.
David not only wrote this psalm for himself, but he wrote it for us. What is he saying? We must never, ever forget, oh God, that day and that moment that we prayed through when we repented and told God that we were sorry for our sins. That day that He saved us and He forgave us. Don't ever forget the many times since then that we've had to call on Him again and say, Lord, forgive me of my faults and my failures. And He did it. Don't ever forget His mercy, His love, and His grace. He is worth blessing. Always keep your praise and thanksgiving fresh in your heart. God is saying to every one of us today, don't forget me and for what I've done.
Right.
I tell you, a lot of people in the church world, they forgot where God has brought them from.
Right.
And all that He's done for them. My Lord, it ought to be just as fresh right now as it was the day that we bowed on our knees and called on the Lord. And He saved us.
Yes.
And He washed us. And He cleansed us. We got up, we went down in darkness, and we came up in light.
Right.
We went down in misery and in chains of bondage, but when we came up free. For whom the Son makes free, He's free indeed.
Yes.
I could say, I want to feel that freedom, and I want to know that liberty, and I want to know the feeling of being justified with God and being in right standing with Him. I tell you, if you don't have the Holy Ghost here today, what we
need is that work of grace. I'm glad, Son, for the day that he set me free. And I was born again of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus came in my heart. But I got something today that it rose on the inside. It's a burning and it is a turning. Where is the hunger and where is the thirst for the power and the glory of God? And everybody in this house, raise your hand and say, what I need is God to feel me. Hey, Lord, feel my very soul and feel my very heart. Feel me with your gladness, God, and feel me with your praise. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Oh my. And we forgot where God brought us from. And we lost that feeling and that vision when we felt like a running after Jesus with all our whole heart. Holy God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all of thy iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases.
Yeah.
How many's been in this house and you've had God to touch you? Let me see your hand. You've had God to touch you.
Yes.
You've been sick and you've been afflicted. You've been down and out. He's touched you, Sister Linda. I can tell you here today, by the grace of God, you are here today because of answering prayer. God's saints have prayed. And when you cried on the Lord, he reached down. He renewed you. And you just wave your hand to the Lord. When we call on him, there's just something about his touch that he renews us. And he strengthens us. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, God. What are you saying, Brother Tommy, to us today? Did you know that God has always had a problem with man's memory?
No.
Always had a problem with man's memory. We are so soon to forget the things that God has done for us. So soon to forget. Sister Kayla, you mentioned it in your testimony the other night. When we come to new battles and new trials, we forget the many times that God has moved. I felt that just now. Holy, how he saved us. He's come and touched us. He's healed and delivered. And oh, how soon it slips from our memory how the God that we've served has come through. He supplied needs and made ways for us when it looked like there wasn't any, Ronnie.
Right.
How many could say he did it for me, Brother Tommy, and I am where I am today?
Yes.
Because of God. He is the door. And he can open the door. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord knows our human frailties. Exodus 13:3. Let's listen to Moses for a moment. He cried out to God's people Israel. Remember, say it with me, remember.
Remember.
Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place, that thou mayest remember it all the days of thy life. How many is sitting here today and you can say, thank God, I'm not what I used to be, and I am not where I used to be. God brought me out. Hallelujah. How many's had the Lord to bring you out of things? Bring you out of afflictions. Bring you out of the valley. Hallelujah. Glory. Notice the words, this place. Moses told them, the Lord brought you out of this place that you were once in. Every one of us have been in situations, Brother Ron, that looked dire. We were in a place, either spiritually, physically, mentally, or financially, that we thought we would not make it. It was our place of trial, a hard place that looked like we would never get out. But God came and He delivered. Can I ask anybody in this house today, are you going through something? Are you battling something?
Come on.
Are you up against something?
Come on.
Are you in a place of trial, a place of need? Oh Lord, and you're worried and you're fretful as you look into tomorrow. You wonder as you look ahead of you how, Lord, the Lord is saying to you, child, remember, don't ever forget my hand that has moved for you before. Keep those times fresh in your mind. God's a saying to every one of us today, I am the God of your past. As I was with you then, I am with you now. I brought you to where you are right now. I am the God of your present. As I was with Moses and the children of Israel, and oh God, He said, I am with you. I am the God that called you out, and I didn't bring you this far to let go and leave you now. I am the God of your future. Hey, Lord. And you raise your hand and say, He brought me, Brother Tommy, a mighty long way. Hey, Lord, I've been in this way for 50 long years, and I can tell you in my service for the Lord that I have faltered. At times I've doubted out and I have failed, but not one time has the God that I served ever failed me. He brought me this far, a son for 51 long years. Hey, Lord, I have failed Him, but He's never let me down. He never walked off and He never left me. Did you say today, raise your head and say, that God that I served yesteryears, that God that I served in 2025 when my back was up against the wall, hey Lord, and God brought me out and He supplied my need and He renewed me, is my God for 2026.
Yes. Praise God.
He's my God.
Yeah.
He doesn't change. Holy, holy, holy. God's a saying, I divided the waters of the Red Sea, and I made a highway across and brought my people over to the other side. I was with them the whole 40 years in the wilderness.
Yes.
I led them and I fed them as a pillar of cloud by day, and I was a pillar of fire by night to warm them. I lighted their way. I kept them warm. Can you imagine a little boy looking at his daddy? He said, what are we going to have for breakfast in the morning, Dad? He said, son, we live by faith.
Yes.
Your mommy and I has learned to trust God. We've been out here in this wilderness for a long time. Yeah. Brings that little boy and that little girl to the flap of that tent early in the morning. He just pulls back the door of it. There's manna all over the ground, as sweet as honey to the taste. Not one time did God ever fail to feed him.
Right.
When they cried for thirst, God said, Moses, you see that rock over there? Corinthians says that rock that followed them. He followed them for 40 long years in that wilderness. Can you imagine somebody, Moses will walk them over there, and the children of Israel, the elders are looking at Moses saying, nothing can come out of that old rock. It's dry and flinty, Moses. Not when God has the power to make something come out of it. Man, I felt him go all over. Raise your hand and praise him. Holy, 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 holy. My Lord, good things can come out of places it looks impossible.
Right.
Amen. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I can see when Moses smoked that rock, God divided, separated it out of the ground. Between that rock came rivers. It flowed, water that flowed like rivers. Whew, in a dry place. It quenched the thirst of over 2 to 3 million people. Don't you tell me we don't have to worry. Raise your hand. I don't have to worry for 2026, Brother Tommy. I might have had a bad time, and I've come through, oh Lord, trials in 2025, and I wondered if I would ever make it. But I can tell you, God is going before us in this new year.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. How many in the house has ever had God to move for you?
Yeah.
Has he made a way when it looked like it wasn't going to be no way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can he open a door, son, for a job? Hey, Lord, to put money in your wallet to where you can go and buy something to eat and pay your bills, raise your hand and love him.
Yes.
Hey, Lord.
Yes, he can.
He's a God.
Yes.
The Bible calls him, in the Hebrew, El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. I mean, knows he's more than enough.
Yes.
There's enough to spare and go around. God's coffers never run empty. How many knows that? He knows how to furnish a table right in the middle of your wilderness. Hey, Lord. And run down, rain down those little honey wafers that you can eat. Glory to God. Angels' food.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. That's the reason I come to praise him.
Come on.
That's the whole reason today that I got blessed. I spent the whole day yesterday in prayer, tears, and typing this out.
Yes.
And praising him. Oh, sweet God, and the trip here, the 25, 30 minute trip here. Sister Maria's like I was in another world. I can't explain it. How many can honestly say from your heart, I want God this year to fill me with praise.
Jesus.
Praise.
Praise.
Fill me with your spirit, Lord, to praise you and love you more this year than I ever had.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
When Israel came, they came to the muddy Jordan. God said, I held back the waters. I held back the waters. I cut them off till every soul of my people went over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When they passed over, they came then to the last barrier. I'm going to tell you, there'll come a time before Jesus calls you home. You will fight the last battle. Hey, Lord, you'll come to your last hardship. Thank you, Jesus. Before I get done teaching today, the Lord may return. Glory to God. And can you say the war will be over when the dust settles and the fog of war lifts? We are winners. Hey, raise your hand. I'm a winner. I read the last chapter of the book of Revelation. I crossed over. Hey, Lord, the God of heaven, he
brought me out of them hard places. That place, it was hard. I thought I'd never get out of it. The Lord brought me out, and he lifted me up. One of these days, we'll look back on our life, and we'll say, Lord, in the hardest times, you was right there with me, and you never failed me. You'll look back and see the hand of God and the hand of grace that brought you,
hallelujah,
They come to that last high, thick, impenetrable wall that was a barrier. Can you hear the devil on the other side saying they'll never get through this barrier? They'll never get into Canaan. We ain't letting them into the promised land. That's just what you think. Because God gave Israel a promise, gave it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. And he said, I will bring you there.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to bring you through it all there. And here they come to that wall. That God said, when they came to that wall, he said, at my instruction, I told them to march around the walls. Hey, Lord, I forgot how many, 25 miles, I can't remember, of a high, thick wall all around Jericho. He said, I want you to march each day, one time a day, all around that wall. And on the seventh day, march seven times. Don't anybody say a thing. Be real quiet. But on that seventh day, when you march around, give a shout, hey, Lord, and blow the trumpet. And when you do, he said, I'll bring that last barrier and that wall down. Raise your hand, there's people probably right here today. You've come to a barrier. You've come to a wall. It ain't too thick and it ain't too high. I forgot to tear it down. And when they shouted and that trump of God sound, that trump sounded as a priest began to blow it, God tore it down flat. Hey, Lord, when God does something, he'll bring it down flat. Hallelujah. You know why he brings it down? You know why he brought it down flat? Yeah, the able men could have jumped over the stones.
No.
Dear God of heaven, but the little feeble mothers and the little children, God says, I promised it to them too.
Right.
And I'm going to bring it down flat that they won't have trouble. The mommy's going to lead little children and just step on its stepping stones now into the promised land.
Right.
Oh, God. Not one word. God says, if my promise has ever failed my children, when I promise, I keep. And no man, no devil, and no enemy, no circumstance can ever alter it, change it, or make it void. Not one. Not one. I feel like marching through 2026. Come on. I even feel like picking up my heels and running through this year. How many could say, I want it too, Brother Tommy? I want that inside of me.
Jesus.
I want that desire renewed, a vision renewed. Put it in me, God, that I could run the last mile home.
Come on.
Mercy's
sake. I feel like running. I told Mary coming to church, I said, I feel like, she said, I'll let you out right here, running down that highway there. I don't know. People's cell phones probably been going off. We've got some, it's pro-Cavanaugh. I ain't just saying that. I got so blessed, I can contain it.
Oh, yeah.
You may face things and find yourself in a place, in places that you wonder if you'll ever get through them.
Come on.
But in time, say in time.
In time.
In time, God will bring you out. Children, before we can ever go forward in faith, we got to remember back to God's hand of mercy.
Right.
That's moved for us before.
Amen.
And brought us to where we are today.
Amen.
We are here where we are right now by God's unfailing grace. Can you say he's not through with me yet, Brother Tommy? The Lord ain't done yet. He ain't run out of miracles. Hey, Lord.
Yes, amen.
If the enemy had his way, and if he could, he would have snuffed every one of us out before now. He couldn't do it.
All right.
God.
Come on.
God still knows how
right.
to fight our battles and bring us victory.
Amen.
Woo. There is nothing too hard for God. If we'll serve him and trust him, he'll stand for his children and not let a one of us go down. I don't care how weak you are. I don't care how many problems you may face. How insignificant that you feel. You might look around you and say others is far more worthy than I am. Hey, Lord, they're closer to God than I am. But can I tell you, if you love Jesus and he lives in your heart and you are saved by the grace of God, you're just as important in this house that I am as a teacher or a preacher. Give him a wave offering. God knows you. Hey, Lord, he cares about you.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for that desire. Thank you, Lord, for that desire to worship you and to feel after him. Oh, Lord, he's not far from any one of us. If we'll feel after him, we'll find him, though he's not far from any one of us. How many wants this? Revive me, Jesus. Revive me, Lord. Fill me with the joy of the Lord. Fill me, God, with praise. We need a revival. We need a soul-saving, soul-restoring,
yes.
Holy Ghost-pouring revival.
Jesus.
Revive us, God, revive us. Oh, Lord, if we'll serve the Lord and trust him, he'll stand for us. Listen. Defeat. Say it with me, defeat.
Defeat.
It's not in God's vocabulary. It's in the devil's. It's in his dictionary. To lose heart, to give up, is not God's nature. It's not in his nature, this the spirit. God never loses a battle. And his children that love and serve him, they win, all caps. They will overcome. He will make sure of that. Oh, God.
Amen.
I don't think we praise the Lord and thank him like we should.
Right, amen.
We've lost that gladness and that excitement for God's house and presence. Having a good prayer life. Listen now. A good prayer life. And a time of dedication in your home every day will keep your gladness fresh in you. It'll be easy for you to praise and worship God. Having a glad and thankful heart is, listen, of the utmost importance for you to make it through life. You'd be surprised The people live each day in depression. The doldrums.
Right.
They're in a rut. They find no joy in their days.
Right.
God is a saying to each of us, don't forget me. In this lesson, we need reminders, memorials of God's love and mercy. When you're going through trials, the devil would like to hide that from you. We have keepsakes inside of our home. We have souvenirs sitting on our shelf, hanging on our walls. We have pictures that tell a story. Going back through them, it triggers memories that we have of the places that we've been. One man, he went to his pastor. He said, I need help. He said, I need you to counsel me. He said, I'm having battles. He said, I just can't grasp. I can't. He said, would you help me? Pastor pulled him in his office after church service. The man walked in there. He was down. He was a battle, just a battle. Who's ever battled? Just battled.
Yes.
That man, the pastor said, pull up that chair right there. He said, he looked over the desk, over top of that shoulder, the pastor's shoulder on the wall. He said, there hung a great big picture. I think it was 11 by 14 picture. And it wasn't nothing of a pasture field. He said, there was a barbed wire. He's just a big open pasture field. Fences all around. He said, Pastor, can I ask you something? He said, what's that picture there mean? He said, I'm glad you asked. He said, there was a time in my life I was down just like you were. I was a battling for my life. My head was barely above water. He said, I got in my car. He said, I told God, God, I need help. And if I could just get out somewhere under your blue sky, and if I could just talk to you, he said, I believe you'll hear me. I need help. He said, sir, he said, I drove and I went down a country road. He said, I came to a big open field, big old pasture field. And he said, the barbed wire was all around it. There wasn't a cow in sight. He said, Lord, he said, I'm going to show you that I'm in business and I'm desperate. I'm not ashamed, and it don't matter who drives up and down this road what they think about me. Sister Angie, he parked that car and locked it, went over and climbed over that ditch line and up that embankment. He went through the barbed wire, climbed over on the other side. He walked right out in the middle of that old dry pasture field with nothing alive, just the grass. He said, I fell down on my knees in the middle of that pasture field. He said, God, he said, I went as far as I can go. And if I ever needed help, he said, I need your help. He said, sir, he said, when I opened my heart to God and raised my hands and looked up in the blue sky out in the middle of a cow pasture, he said, the glory of God came down and the Holy Ghost came down. Hallelujah. He said, he visited me right there on my knees, right out in the middle of a cow pasture. He said, I got victory. God gave me victory. And God broke the chains. God lifted the burden. Raise your little hand. Lord, what are we able? What are we willing to do to get the Lord, to get his touch? It don't matter what others think. I'm going after it. And if I need help, I'm going to say, Jesus, I need help. Ah! Give him a hand clap in the house, children. Moses told the children of Israel, God delivered you out of that place, and or by the hand of God. this place of trial. This place of trial, Brother Tommy, can he move for me too? Yes. Oh, God. How many's ever heard the Ebenezer Stone?
Yes.
You Bible reader.
Heard it.
The Ebenezer Stone. God is wanting to make sure that you don't forget him. We must always remember our past blessings and our victories. There are stepping stones of faith that will help you over many hard places that you'll come to in life. Listen close. Let me paint you a picture. In 1 Samuel 7, Israel's arch enemies, the Philistines, which is the Palestinians today, the same bloodline, came hard against God's people, and they came to Samuel the prophet in fear and said to Samuel, listen, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, Samuel, that he'll save us out of the hand of the Philistines. The man of God, Samuel, lifted up his voice and he spoke to him and told him. He said, put away your idols and the false gods from among you and return unto the Lord with all of your heart and serve him only, and he will deliver you. The people were desperate for help. How many knows you will do a lot of things when you get desperate?
Right. Amen.
You will. If you was a drowning, you'd reach for a straw. You're desperate. I need victory. Man, I feel him. I need some victory today, God. I need some victory in my life.
Yes.
Holy, 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 holy. Return to God. You'll do a lot of things when you're desperate. The Philistines had run all over top of God's people and made their lives havoc and bitter. So you know what they did? They willingly put away their false gods and got rid of their idols that had a hold of their heart in their heart. And they turned back to the Lord and they served him. Samuel then, I love this, Brother Kurt.
Blessing, Lord.
Samuel then took a sucking lamb and offered it as a sacrifice unto the Lord. He cried out in prayer for Israel, his people, and God heard it.
Yes.
Then the Lord thundered with a great thunder upon the Philistines, and he smote them and brought victory and deliverance to his people. Oh, the things God does and uses to get us to remember him. Here's where I want to go. After that victory, Samuel took a stone. Say with me, a stone.
Stone.
And he set it up, erected it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And the hand of the Lord was against Israel's enemies, the Philistines, all the days of Samuel. That stone that Samuel set up was a memorial stone. It means the stone of help. In other words, from that time on, when any of the children of Israel passed by that way and looked upon that stone, Brother Ron, it was bringing back to their memory of when they repented of their idolatry, their sins, and they turned back to God to serve him, and the Lord heard and delivered. Hey, if we ever forget the feeling of being born again, a newborn babe in Christ, if we ever forget the feeling of being saved and delivered from sins, if we ever forget that feeling of joy when Jesus came in and washed us and forgave us and put his love inside, if we ever forget the hand of God, we are backslid.
Right.
If you've lost the feeling here today, you're backslid. If you've lost the joy of that newborn birth, Revelations calls it the first love.
Right.
And somebody could just walk up to you and smiles. Thank God, good. You just tears well up in your eyes. I'm telling you, when I first got saved, I carried my Bible everywhere I went to. Mommy said, honey, she said, will you take me to town today? I said, I sure will, Mom. I took her over there on 3rd and 4th Avenue in Huntington, H.L. Green and Murphy's, and I don't know what no other stores they had there. And Mommy was inside, and I was out there with my Bible going up and down the sidewalk testifying to people. I didn't know the Word of God, son. Only thing that I knew, I was a newborn baby in Christ. I had love in my heart, and I wanted to tell everybody. I'd walk up and there's this man, Sister Sherry, he was leaning against the wall and had his legs off right here and had a tin cup. People was putting change in that cup. I went over and I don't know how much money I put in that cup for him. I looked down at him and I told him, I said, sir, I said, I love the Lord. I said, he saved me the other night. I said, he saved me. I said, do you know Jesus? And I don't remember what the man said. It was a way long time ago. I'd find others, Brother Ron, going up and down the sidewalk. Hey, God saved me. Do you know the Lord? Are you going to church anywhere? Do you know Jesus? Can I ask everybody, myself included, have you still got that first love? Does it still turn on the inside of you? Does tears still well up in your eyes? Do you still have, it's not hard for you to praise and be glad in him, and it's not hard for you to raise your hand and worship him? Can we take time right now, just raise our hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what I feel. Lord, for I know it's real. I know it's real. Oh, God, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget your hand that is moving to your love that's delivered. Oh, God, remember. We take our cell phone and we take pictures, and gatherings, and birthdays, and Christmases and stuff. That's a memorial to us. I was going through my pictures just the other day on my phone, and I was looking back years ago. We've aged so much since then, but I was looking at those times and looking at those smiles and people's face, those gatherings that we used to have down in the Smoky Mountains on our honeymoon. We got married, we went down there, but on our first honeymoon we went back down to Smoky Mountains, and in our bedroom there's a little mounted deer right there. There's a little plaque, and that little deer, he's got horns way out through here like this right here. Beautiful big buck deer. I get up in the morning and I stand there, and after I get my socks on and stuff, I look over and I see that deer, and it brings back a memory when Mary and I was first married, our first honeymoon down there in the Smokies, and I bought that deer. That triggers a memory. Went into to Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Went over the mountain down in Maggie Valley. We went in this little store, had all kind of souvenirs that you could buy. And Sister Ava, I've got a couple of your paintings, your pictures on our freezer. And right above it is a little tiny magnet like that. And it says Maggie Valley. We need these mementos. We need something to trigger our memories. The good times. Raise your hand one more time. Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Brother Ronnie, I've got some souvenirs, buddy, in the spirit.
Come on.
I've had my times in 2025 that I was alive. I had my battles. Brother Kurt, I had out of a step of 10 been the worst. Had prostate cancer, and they said it's a step 7 out of 10. I had to go and have, I had pain. Nobody knows the pressure in that area that I had. I had pain. I had strain. They said, whatever you do, you're going to have to do something. You've got cancer all over your prostate gland. Oh, precious God. They took blood work, samples and stuff here a while back, and it went from 48.8 down to 2.2. All of my strength is back. This happened in 2025. All of my strength is back. There is no strain and there is no pain. I've got enough to praise Him. Raise your little head. I've got enough. That's enough for me to praise Him all the way through 2026. Hallelujah.